provide enough for the veterans' health care.
Retired Marine Corps General Joe Hoare also charged that Mr. Bush has tried to increase the cost of health care and prescription drugs for veterans. Researchers say they found a hormone that cuts appetite in laboratory rats. According to the journal Science, they're not ready to proclaim this a new and safe way for humans to lose weight. ABC News medical consultant Dr. Robert Katz says it could be that, but he cautions that it might not work for all overweight Americans.
Two-thirds of adults are overweight. The idea that two-thirds of the adult population is getting injections to fix it is a bit disheartening. Most of the action is and will remain in lifestyle and the environment, so we eat better and become more active.
This is ABC News.
Medicine Shop Pharmacy, may I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number. You see, I'm filling out my Medicare prescription drug coverage enrollment form, and I have some questions.
Well, I can help.
Really?
Absolutely. As a Medicine Shop pharmacist, it's my pleasure to answer your questions about enrollment for Medicare prescription drug coverage. When you've got the right information, it's a lot easier than you might think. Just stop by, and I'll assist you in deciding on a plan that meets your needs.
Well, that's a real load off my mind.
Well, I'm here to help you in any way I can.
The Medicine Shop Pharmacy, caring beyond prescriptions.
Hurry to Lowe's this weekend for great values. We're taking 20% off all Stanley tools, including tape measures, hand tools, tool storage, and staplers. If it's carpet you're looking for, we can help with that too. We're taking 10% off every carpet we install. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer card and ask for special financing until January 2007 on any flooring purchase of $299 or more through November 13th. So come to Lowe's for great values. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Limited time offers. End dates vary. See store for details.
In state elections this week, the Democratic Party had some notable victories, but the raising of campaign money reportedly isn't going as well.
Fundraising is lagging at the Democratic National Committee under the stewardship of Howard Dean. The Washington Post reports critics are disappointed Dean has not been able to yet tap into the same internet fundraising success of his own presidential campaign. Over the past year, the DNC has raised $42 million with almost another $7 million in the bank. At the same time, the Republican National Committee has raised nearly twice that much.
The Army Corps of Engineers says it should be able to stabilize any weak areas in the levees around New Orleans by next hurricane season, but may not have time to rebuild all 350 miles of walls. One of America's worst plane crashes was 4 years ago, American Airlines Flight 587 that went down in a New York City bay. In the city today was a memorial for the 265 fatalities. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Body, Mind, and Balance, a weekly program devoted to celebrating the balance between physical health and mental health. Our show explores ways to integrate physical and mental health into a lifestyle of overall wellness. Our hosts are three professionals with diverse expertise and backgrounds. Corey Bank is a sports psychologist. Joanna Hadarowska is a nutrition consultant and swim coach. Valerie Shinbaum is a psychotherapist. Together, we are working towards achieving body, mind, and balance.
In balance. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum, and we're here in the studio at AM 860 WWDB. Before we get started, let me tell you our call-in phone number, just in case you have anything to say today. It's area code 610-664-4100. Today, our topic is happier holidays, how to have a stress-free season. Yes, it can be done. And I'm here in the studio with two guests. I have Deborah Reist, who is the owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, that's H-O-U-R-S. And that is a personal assistant and concierge service. And also we have Ginger Hunziker, who along with her husband Larry are the co-owners of The Last Detail, which is a special occasion planning consultant service. And welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Valerie. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yes. You're welcome. Glad to have you on. And so with your expertise, as I was thinking about planning this show, I thought, now I'm putting this show together about holidays and stressors. And I want to have people in who can offer suggestions and ways to alleviate the stress, de-stress the stress, get rid of the stress, be real about the stress, or why even bother having the stress? So as we've been prepping, we've been having a good time talking about all the different ways that stress comes up and why it doesn't have to and what we can do about it. So part one of our show is going to be, why are the holidays stressful?
Well, Ginger, you go ahead.
Well, I think we started talking about this earlier, but our expectations, I think that's a good starting point, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Expectations. Maybe expecting too much of the holidays and trying to do everything.
Right.
That's always the big catch-all, not delegating anything out. Just, oh, we want this to be some big grand Norman Rockwell picture in our head and,
right,
and trying to fulfill that image. It puts a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
When the reality is that for so many of us, we were saying just before the show started, especially now in our culture today, there are so many divorced families and remarried families and blended families. And I've heard my students say, but family is what the holidays are supposed to be all about. And there's a key phrase in that sentence. And it's really about supposed to. So I like to use my five hated phrases of the English language, which are have to, supposed to, ought to, must, and should. And I think today we brought up another one, which is need to. And it's all about obligation along with expectation. Expectation can be fine and good, but when it spills over into that obligation, now it starts to feel like a burden, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It does.
Absolutely.
I think we need to choose what we want to do, how much we want to work, as opposed to the good part of spending time with family and maybe simplifying a lot more and not putting those expectations on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So I think something else that happens for people, and I don't know if you all are aware of it, but since about the first week in October, I've already heard people tell me, students, clients, colleagues, friends, just acquaintances are already saying, oh, the holidays are coming, the holidays are coming, and everybody starts to panic. And they feel their pulse start to race because it's coming, it's coming. Well, of course it's coming. Christmas comes every year.
On the same date.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It is. And
it is.
And the commercialization of the holidays,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I think, also tends to push it earlier every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some stations that are playing 24-hour Christmas music already.
That's right. That's right. I saw the Beyonce commercial for Walmart. It's been on for at least a week now. When was Halloween? A couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Beyonce commercial started running the day after Halloween, and it's Beyonce in the house, and everybody's exchanging gifts, and I think Destiny's Child is there as well, and everybody's singing. Right. Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Right. If we do extend the season, though, it's good for the retailers. Maybe that's who's pushing it.
Could be.
But
could
I do
be.
Think we lose perspective. And getting back to what you said, it's all about the family. It's all about what we want to do and what we choose to do. And we need to reevaluate that, I think, back off a little bit and take a look at what we enjoy. And if this was our last holiday, how would we really choose to spend it? Mm-hmm. Would we focus on our family and our friends and those things that are important to us? Or would we, oh, I have to go out and get all these gifts and focus on that part?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was talking to, just before we came on the air today, we were talking about that traditions, if we say traditions, that's all fine and good, but a tradition that we establish on a given year doesn't then have to be beaten to death every single year thereafter. Traditions are established and that's all fine, but if something comes up and you change your mind and you decide one Christmas, let's take a cruise or let's go to Paris or let's not have a tree or whatever it is, whatever choices you make, don't always have to be the same choices. Like you said, Deb, choose to versus have to.
Right.
So that's very important to think about. Of course, then that goes back to the other flip, which we talked about too, which is if we do certain things in a certain way, then everyone gets into that habit of expecting you to do it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're changing the gravy? Don't change the gravy recipe, Mom.
Right.
So,
but don't you think that you have to grow a little bit with our traditions?
Mm-hmm.
We have a girl that recently got married, and for her, it was this big dilemma. Who's home are we going to, your family or our family? And I think you forget you have your own family now.
Right.
And tradition is a good thing, but you need new traditions, or maybe you need to blend the traditions.
That's right.
And you don't expect your children to stay small all the time. They're going to grow and move out on their own. But in the same vein, your traditions need to fit your family as it is today.
That's right. Change with the changing times. Change with the changing needs.
Right.
And the needs of the people who are immediately in your household sharing space with you, and what's going to make them all comfortable, and what's going to make you as a unit create some positive energy around that time of year, which is so important anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we're going to be discussing how we get thrown off balance sometimes around holiday and the stressors that it can cause. We're here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm Valerie Shinbaum. This is Body, Mind, and Balance. Don't forget, our call-in number is Area 610-664-4100. Let us hear from you, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Deborah Stanek-Reist, personal assistant and concierge. Are you a business owner who needs virtual assistant help only an hour or two per month? Does your medical office or local government office need transcription services? If you're a busy executive, what would you do with more time and freedom? Your Jobs Done on My Time saves hours for you. Yours, Mine, and Ours was named Best of Philly 2005. Check out my website for more information, www.yoursmineandours.com. That's ours with an H. If life is passing you by, contact me to handle your to-do list. Let me do what you have to do while you do what you want to do. With the holidays approaching, call me at 215-778-3704 to schedule an appointment. Pre-holiday specials include power gift wrapping sessions, greeting card and party invitation help, and other virtual assistant services to keep you in easy touch with friends and business associates. After Valerie's program tonight, call 215-778-3704. Here's to a stress-free holiday season from Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Why are you settling for less than you want? Yes, I am talking to you. Hello. Your life is not what you want it to be, right? So why are you settling? You know why? Because you don't know how to get the life you really want. I'm Deborah Moses, author of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. This book can revolutionize your life. 4 steps to creating the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. C-O-R-E. 4 steps. Sound simple? It is. Stop settling. Take the first step now. Make the choice to get Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want. Available at Amazon and by visiting www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, seminars.com.
And we're back. It's Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, your host. Our air call-in number is Area 610-664-4100. Please let us know if you have anything to say or questions to ask. My guests today are Deborah Reist, owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, H-O-U-R-S, a personal assistant and concierge service, and Ginger Hunsaker, co-owner of The Last Detail, a special occasion planning consultant service. And we are talking about happier holidays, having a stress-free season. Yes, folks, it can be done. So before we went to the break, and we were talking about the ways that the media drives the holiday stress, if we think about it, because we're bombarded with commercials. And Deb, you mentioned that there are already stations playing 24/7 Christmas music, even as we speak.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So what I'm starting to hear from people are things like, I'm so stressed out already. I feel off balance already. I'm not sleeping well. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. We were talking about that today, Ginger. We talked about people who think they have to hold on to everything they've always done, or they have to. One of my students said last week, her husband wants an iPod. And so her plan is to get him an iPod, but she wants to try to save money on it too. So she said she's already stressing on the way to, you know, get her husband the gift that he wants, which is the iPod, but also not to break the bank buying the iPod. And that's causing her a whole set of stressors right there.
And that's it. You have that whole list you're looking at, and you're stressing over, do I have the money to afford all those things? So there are a lot of choices to make around the holidays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your time is worth money, too. People don't factor that in if they're looking at objects. Oh, I can make that craft at home rather than buy it there at the craft show that they happen to be attending and putting that aside for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
They feel compelled. Oh, I can make it. I have the time. It comes down to the wire. They don't have it made. They start stressing out. Oh, I didn't get this done. And then it's the mad dash to the mall.
Right.
Next thing you know, they're right back into the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. Someone I spoke to at the gym this morning was telling me that she was saying about how why she was wondering, why do people get themselves so stressed? You know, if you go and you do your planning, organizing ahead of time, it doesn't matter about the holidays being stressful. They don't have to be. And then she said, she told a cute story. She said, you know, if it's me in the mall on Christmas Eve because I still haven't gotten everything done, well, that's my fault. She said, that's on me. Doesn't have to be stressful. It was just my choice. I didn't get to get everything I needed done to get done. No problem. So I'm at the mall on Christmas Eve. Oh, well.
Right. And I think a lot of people, too. Some of us have habits. Some of us don't have the same habits. But there are people who actually like to go out on Christmas Eve mm-hmm. and buy everything they need. I would much prefer, and I work much better, during the year. Whenever we're out, we've got a whole year to find something. Oh, this is perfect for so-and-so. This is perfect. And you pick it up during the year.
Mm-hmm.
The trick then is to have your list ongoing so that right. you don't forget what you have for Ginger or Valerie by the mm-hmm. time Christmas rolls around.
Mm-hmm.
But you can spread out all of that work, and then it becomes more fun
mm-hmm.
and less stressful.
Mm-hmm. I know people who get all their Christmas shopping done in August. Can you believe it?
Oh, yes. I'm one of them.
Oh, good. See?
So, but like, I like to plan ahead. I like to have my time spent with the family doing things over the holiday season. I don't want to be tied into doing all the other shopping and mm-hmm. and actually being a captive purchaser, because now I have to buy what they have on sale or what they have to offer, rather than having the time to savor the shopping experience and getting the exact gift I want
mm-hmm.
or seeing like, oh, I know that's exactly what that friend of mine wants, and I get it ahead of time. And sometimes if I can get it wrapped ahead of time, it's great too. And by then I do forget what it is I bought for them. And that's half the fun, because then it's just as much a surprise for me when they open it as it was for them. But
oh, I like that.
I think you do have to recognize some people love the hype. They love the stress. They want to be in the mall on Christmas Eve. I think you need to recognize what type of person are you? What type of holiday person are you?
Right. That's a good point. I think there are people who also have the kind of personality where they're adrenaline junkies. And what I mean by that is they're stress junkies too. So it's about the high wire act of getting to the last minute. They would never bake their cookies until the night before. They would never buy their turkey until the last minute at the market. These are people who actually feed on that need to be stressed out. And there are certainly, the world over, there are certainly numbers of people who respond to that kind of stress, because that's what drives their bus. You know, that's what gets them motivated to go out there while their nerves are all frazzled, but they're out there. The problem, though, comes, I think, from people who tell me that once they become, we talked about the word overwhelmed earlier this afternoon, and I think for some people, when they become overwhelmed, all of a sudden, when there's too much to do, they just don't want to do anything. And so they find themselves sitting on the couch in front of the TV with the remote, totally zoning out, not getting nothing done, because it, in their heads, there's so much. And I think that's part of what throws people off balance around the holiday season.
Right.
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, and then they shut down, as right. you say. It's like filing. If you don't do your filing on a daily basis, or at least every once in a while, you're finally looking at a pile. You know it's going to take you 5 hours, and who wants to even touch it?
Exactly. It's like paying bills in a reasonable time.
Exactly.
It's some people wait and they pay all their bills once a month. No problem. That's fine. But some people get really freaked out about that whole stack of bills.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing when it comes to the holidays, and all we think, again, that we have to do, if we change the words, Deb, like you said earlier, to choose to, want to, look forward to.
Taking care of ourselves falls into that same category. Putting ourselves on the calendar, you can't continue to give at the holiday season if you haven't replenished your own stock.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not penciling in a little time or a relaxing cup of coffee or a cup of tea, or perhaps just, you know, today I'm going to mark this on my calendar and put it aside, put my name on that date. So if I get too busy, I at least have a fill-in day where I can catch up or I can relax and I don't feel that I'm overwhelmed. And so when the holiday comes, here you are over in a corner sleeping because you've just sacrificed your sleep, you've sacrificed eating, so now you're not feeling well and you're ill, leading to other complications, and you're not enjoying the day at all.
Right. Or you're so stressed out that your irritability level rises, and so you're screaming at everybody around you because the expectation is that now you've got them on the same ramp up to get everything done. We were laughing because talking about having people over for dinner, for example, what makes people think they have to clean their entire house from top to bottom when their guests presumably are not going upstairs to the bedroom, are they? Or down to the basement?
Right.
So what do we really need to clean?
just where they are,
right.
or where we expect them to be.
You can put police yellow tape around the
staircase. I was going to say, rope it off.
Rope it off. Oh, off balance brings up another point that I think is important to hit. And Joanna Hodorowska, who's one of my co-hosts and our nutrition consultant and swim coach, emailed along to me some really good tips around eating. Because I think for so many people, this time of year, you see exercise fall off and eating increase. And I think the best one, she said, we were talking about these earlier, she said, look at the calendar, holiday, not holla week or holla month. And I burst out laughing when I read that because she's so right. People say, every commercial you look at on TV, there are people slicing turkey. And there's just piles of food on every one of these commercial tables, aren't there? And just mounds of cookies and chocolate. And
it's the comfort food season.
It is.
People look at that as an excuse to make the things they really love or deny themselves throughout the year.
Exactly.
And, oh, here's a holiday. Let's do it. And again, that complicates matters because you feel guilty after that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take care of yourself. And then your friends are upset with you because, or your family, because, you know, I'm on a diet. Or so you have to really, I think, be smarter in our planning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And she writes some of that stuff, too. She says one of the other things she talks about is exercise is not the license to eat. She says just because you are continuing to exercise, which, by the way, let's talk about exercise as a mental health stress buster as well as a physical stress buster. Just because you are exercising doesn't mean you need to then say to yourself, oh, good, well, I did go to the gym today, so let me have 14 cookies as opposed to 4 cookies at my office holiday party. And speaking of being thrown off balance, how about all the obligatory socialization around people's work functions that happen at this time?
And you see that, is it mandatory to be there? I think that's something that comes up from time to time. People feel that they have to be there, even if it isn't mandatory.
Right.
And you get into the appearance, what you're going to bring, how you should act. It's probably not as relaxing as you would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, some parties are. Some parties are very relaxing, and you have a good group of coworkers, and it's a kind of a nice deal.
Mm-hmm. That can be nice.
You still have to plan ahead for it.
Mm-hmm. I used to tell my clients, and I still do this with clients and even with myself, a coping strategy around what I like to call, like a joke, forced socialization. I give myself a time limit if you absolutely feel the need to put an appearance in. Nobody says you have to be the first person there. Nobody says you have to be the last person to leave. So it's all about giving yourself, I used to say, give yourself 60 minutes, 1 hour. And if on the 61st minute you're still having fun, well, great. Feel free to stick around. Yeah. And if not, well, make your goodbyes and nice to see you. Happy holidays and into the car you go.
Right. Again, they have a choice.
Exactly. You're incorporating the choice. Even if it's a mandatory attendance.
Exactly. Choices, I think. Choice comes up a lot, I think, all year long. You know, the things that we do at this time to suggest ways to cope are certainly useful strategies for the other 364 days of the year. I wonder why at this time we feel the need to be under pressure or under stress, because I think some of those same people are under stress all the time. So you're right, Deb, when you talk about choice.
And we as women, most of us, we expect ourselves to do absolutely everything. So at Christmas and holiday season, when all of the extra work and events come in, we expect ourselves to be able to do everything. But we can't.
That's right. We certainly
can. Then the
can't.
Environment, it kind of encroaches upon that, and you try to control that. You can't. We can only control ourselves.
Correct.
So we need to keep our balance. So far, environment is out of kilter. At least we have some foundation or some solidity in our own makeup, in our own environment.
We're here at Body, Mind, and Balance at AM 860 WWDB. When we come back, we're going to be continuing talking about strategies for coping with holiday stress. We'll be right back.
You're getting married. Where do you begin the planning of such an event? You want to have a surprise birthday party for your spouse, but are afraid if you handle all the party details, he or she will find out. Who can help? The holiday festivities are at your house, and you want the decorations to be outstanding. Where do you get fresh decor ideas? The last detail is the answer to your questions. We are planning consultants for weddings, parties, and special occasions of 5 to 500 people. We serve both Montgomery and Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Regardless if your budget is large or small, we assist each client personally to create an event that reflects your ideas, dreams, and personality. We take pride in our service to ensure that you enjoy your party or event by leaving all the details to us. Schedule a free consultation by calling 215-723-8587 or 267-664-3135. The last detail.
I really don't know what I want, but I do know one thing. This life isn't it.
Hey, I just read a great book that could help you figure it out. It's called Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. It really helped me get on the right path to the life I want. Now I'm working on following my dreams and making them reality.
How did it help you so fast?
It's easy. Just 4 steps to follow to create the life you want. Choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation. Read it and you'll understand.
Sounds like a real find. How can I get a copy? I want to read it as soon as possible and get out of this rut.
I got mine online at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, and the word seminars.com. You can also get it at Amazon. For your copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want, go to transformingyouseminars.com.
Okay, we're back here at AM 860 WWDB. This is Body, Mind, and Balance. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum. Our call-in number is area 610-664-4100. I'm here in the studio today talking about happier holidays, having a stress-free season with my guests, Deb Reist, owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, H-O-U-R-S, a personal assistant and concierge service, and Ginger Hunsicker, co-owner of The Last Detail, a special occasion planning consultant service. And I understand we have Joanna Hodorowska on the line. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Valerie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling
Good.
In.
Not a problem. I finally got a chance to actually listen to the show without having all the static from my radio while I'm in my car.
Yay.
Yay. But I had a couple comments about what you had said earlier about the planning ahead and or planning not just for the holidays, but I think in general. And I work with this with a lot of my nutrition clients as well, as far as the planning. And part of keeping the stress level down is not waiting till the last minute to get the stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when it comes to, I know you had made the comment earlier about not cleaning every single nook and cranny of your house. Well, sometimes you just have to make it clean enough. It doesn't have to be sparkling, because nobody's really there to check out how clean your house is. They're actually there to see you.
Right.
So that's one thing to kind of forget about, because I used to completely clean the whole house thoroughly, and that would be a complete stress, because where am I going to fit the time in to do that?
Right.
And I just say, you know, clean enough, nobody really cares. I need to clean it after they leave, because that's when the mess is really going to be.
True.
You know, and as far as the planning, I used to throw parties with my sister, which she would wait till, you know, if we're having people over on Saturday, she would wait till, you know, 2 o'clock on Saturday, like, what do we need to get done? And I'm like, nothing anymore, because I did it all already for the last 4 days. So trying to break it down into smaller chunks and not wait to the last minute is another thing that would help to alleviate the stress.
Right. I agree. I like what you said about planning smaller chunks, digestible, manageable.
Right.
Those are some good words.
Right.
Well, thanks.
That applies to your food intake too during the holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, trying to take it all into smaller pieces, right, and actually eating throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Not planning to, okay, I'm not going to eat because I'm going to be having this, you know, this feast at dinner time.
Right.
So trying to keep yourself from overeating and getting from that guilt part of overeating and having too many sweets. It's best to actually have smaller meals throughout the day. Have more of the vegetables, less of the starches, and that'll kind of save you through the holidays.
Right. I like that. All right. Joanna Hodorowska, nutrition consultant, swim coach, and one of our co-hosts here at Body, Mind, and Balance. Thank you so much for calling in.
And don't forget to remind everybody, I get to start off the whole new year with the show on the 7th.
Yes, you do.
With healthy food and a healthy new you.
That's right. Healthy food and a healthy new you. That'll be on Saturday, January 7th, 2006. with your host, Joanna. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. Well, that's kind of cool.
I liked her comment about the planning. I think making these little mini holidays throughout the year is an excellent way to divide our task.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make a project if you have kids and they want to have gifts for their friends or family. Why not take them to a ceramics class and do that during the summer, but mm-hmm. with the goal in mind that these are a part of your Christmas gifts. And kids love to give a portion of themselves in that regard. Mm-hmm. But if you're one of the adrenaline junkies where you really feel you want to wait to the last minute, then just give yourself a false deadline.
Ooh,
okay?
Wow.
I'm going to have all my shopping done by October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And pretend that that's the Christmas date, and you still get that little boost of adrenaline to keep you on task, but you're obviously going to meet your deadline, and you're going to be done in time to enjoy the holiday.
One of the big things that I know both of you mentioned when I emailed you to talk about things we need to do for strategizing, both of you said the same thing, asking for help. And this is huge. Deb, just before we went to break, you talked about how we as women, many of us, think we have to do everything and it has to be perfect. Like what Joanna was just saying about why did we think we have to clean our house to a sparkling? Nobody's coming over here with a white glove to check and see what our dust control is like. So asking for help. One of the things I used to do was I used to give a New Year's Day brunch. And if I ever have people come into my house with food, I'm not the only one cooking. I learned that lesson a long time ago. So I asked everybody to bring something. And then we all had a chance to taste each other's food, too, which is always so much fun. Right. So,
and it's low maintenance.
Right.
And don't we want everything low maintenance nowadays?
Uh-huh.
So by everybody bringing something, yes, you as the hostess don't have to work for days ahead of time.
Right.
And then when you're all together, you enjoy each other's company. And that really is what the holiday get-togethers are about.
Enjoyment.
Right. And not about how clean your house is. Right. I always joke that if somebody thinks my house is not as clean as it should be, then they won't come back again. And that's okay. That's their problem, not
right,
mine.
Right. Is that somebody you really wanted to invite over a second time?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Right.
So I think the thing is, when we look at ways to de-stress this time and really go back to enjoyment, and you just said it, keeping it simple. Isn't it not so much about what you're serving, but the fact that you're serving something?
Absolutely.
And isn't it nice when we were talking about things we do for Christmas cards? Ginger, you were saying how your husband keeps telling you, oh, do the labels on the computer, honey, everybody else's. And you're like, no, one of my things is enjoyment of writing the card envelopes by hand. And those are the key things.
And by allowing the time to do that, that's the other factor. If you want to spend your time doing Christmas cards, then what is the trade-off? Is there something else that you can spend less time on? Some people aren't good at gift wrapping. Then they get gift bags. It's easier. So, or let the stores help you. And, you know, so you spend a couple of extra bucks having someone else wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
Or engage somebody like Deb with the concierge service who can definitely wrap your gifts for you. Your time is worth something.
Right.
In fact, it's probably worth more than you would ever spend because you're going to take that time and spend it on yourself, or you're mm-hmm. going to spend it with your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Well, as an event planner, too, I think your business speaks to this as well. Let's say you decide you're going to have 21 people at your house for Thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but 21 people in anybody's house is a lot of people. This is where a planning service like the one you have is so perfect because it's not like you have to do every possible detail, but don't you service as a consultant to these people who are having 21 people? And they can call you and say, what can I do to make this the way I want it to be? And that's where you and your husband can ride in with your
baby
and
favorite,
do it all.
And my favorite, honestly, my favorite thing is delegation.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to say, oh, yes, I'm going to trust this. I'm going to give this to my friend to do. And I admonish the person who's engaging my service to pick their dear friend or someone who is inclined to look after this task. But then you have to let it go. You don't want to keep it and say, well, it's not done to the way I want it. Trust that it will be done because these people want your event to be just as successful
mm-hmm.
as you want it to be. But on the other hand, when people are involved in it, if you come to a party or to a holiday festivity and you're bringing part of the party with you, you have a vested interest in the success of this party. So sharing the wealth and the giving in that regard is very good.
Right. Okay. So, more strategies, I think, are in order here. We're talking about delegation. We're talking about asking for help. Very important. We're talking about making sure we schedule our time for us, things that we need to do for ourselves, not to let our own exercise fall off, not to let our eating fall off, not to let our nutrition and our sleep patterns fall off, thinking that it's going to get done and recognizing that everything comes in its time. So we're going to spend some more time talking about more strategies for de-stressing the holidays, and we have a caller waiting whom we'll get to right after the break. This is Body, Mind, and Balance, talking about happier holidays, AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum, with Deb Reist and Ginger Hunsaker, and our call-in number is Area 610-664-4100, and we'll be right back.
Are you anxious or feeling down, struggling with relationship, family, or career issues, wondering if you might have an addiction or eating disorder? If you answered yes to any of the above, then give me a call. I'm Valerie Shinbaum, a psychotherapist in private practice with over 13 years of clinical treatment experience. I am a licensed professional counselor, a national certified counselor, and a master addictions counselor. I work with children ages 5 and up, adolescents, adults, couples, and families. Together in therapy, we can explore issues around parent-child conflict, marital and couple stressors, grief and loss, self-esteem building, divorce and custody concerns. I'm available in two office locations, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, and Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Call me for more information or to schedule an appointment at 610-322-7829. Again, that number is 610-322-7829. I'm here to help you.
Are you living the life you want to be living? Are you following the path you were born to follow? Are you achieving your fullest potential? If your life seems off, somehow not quite what you thought it would be, or not what you want it to be, perhaps you are not living the life you are meant to be living. How do you change that? It's easier than you think. Pick up a copy of Change Your Life, The Core Approach to Creating the Life You Want by Deborah Moses. This new book will teach you to create the life you want in four simple steps: choice, opportunity, responsibility, expectation, C-O-R-E. Four steps to a more fulfilling life. Available at www.transformingyouseminars.com. That's transforming you, the letter U, not Y-O-U, seminars.com. Also available from Amazon.
Okay, we're back with Body, Mind, and Balance here at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum, talking about happier holidays, dealing with holiday stressors, and how to de-stress. I have Deb Reist, owner of Yours, Mine, and Ours, a personal concierge and personal assistant service. Sorry about that, Deb. And I have Ginger Hunsaker, co-owner of The Last Detail, special occasion planning consultant service. And we have calls just coming in fast, fast, fast. So let's start with Musa in Willow Grove. Are you there, Musa?
Yes.
What is your question or your comment?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk to you, just make a comment about what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps this issue of stress around the holidays is very much apparent to people like us who were born and raised in another culture.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have actually found ourselves slowly evolving into the American way of, you know, celebrating the holidays. But initially, you know, when we first came here, you know, things were very much. It was quite a learning experience for us.
Right.
The commercialization of the holidays, and you know, just the general stress, you know, circled around the holidays was very quite a learning experience. And somebody talked about family coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funnily, you know, where we grew up, you know, there's no need for family to get together around the holiday. You can get together whenever you need to. So usually around the holiday, it's the stress is not as significant as, you know, it is over here.
Right.
I mean, also noting that this culture here, people are, you know, everybody's working, so it actually decreases the need for people to see family as often as they might want to. But it's just so apparent here that this Christmas or any other holiday, you know, it's so commercialized. It's all about giving,
right,
and giving, and the true meaning, especially Christmas. You know, where I grew up, you know, it's all about the meaning of the holiday itself.
Right.
You know, so I'm kind of hoping that we would slowly go back to what how it is initially meant, you know the ideas about them, you know, initiated from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's all I have to say.
Thanks very much for calling in with those comments. We appreciate it. Okay, next we have Denise in Cheltenham, and she's asking a question. Denise, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because one of my stressors is how families get together and everybody has a date, and you're, like, stuck without a date. Everybody's sitting around the table, and everybody has someone sitting next to them. How do you not be stressed out when everybody is sitting there coupled up?
Denise, you are your own date, baby. Denise is one of my students, so I know her. I think that's hard. You're absolutely right. We live in a very family couple, have to have somebody kind of society. And you're absolutely right. And either of you want to feel that?
Well, I stayed single till I was very, very old. But I enjoyed myself and I had no trouble going somewhere alone. Mm-hmm. Because you do. You make your own good time. You can be a part of whatever group you want to be a part of. So you just have to go for it, Denise. Enjoy the time.
You go,
change
Denise.
Your focus, too. Mm-hmm. One of the things maybe ahead of time in your preparation, you want to find out one new thing from each person that's going to be there. So whether they're a family member or a guest of someone, maybe you want to know what everybody's favorite color is. And if you're so focused on that task, you won't even know that you're by yourself.
See what I mean, Denise? You're just all that. All right. Thanks for calling. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Now we have Linda in Green Lane. Are you there, Linda?
Valerie?
Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm very fortunate to know the two guests.
All right.
I have utilized their services over the years. Deb, for example, I'm in the corporate world, so I've used Deb to put client gifts together. I've described the person. She would absolutely make a custom-made basket or whatever for the client and hand deliver it, and it's just worked out so well because of my busy schedule. And also my filing. When she said filing, I'm thinking, I need to get her back here for my filing because it's ridiculous. She must have stole my basement with the filing.
Go,
and
Linda.
And as far as Ginger, just an example, I do a lot of theme parties and through the holidays. And we set up a date way ahead of time, and she has come and decorated my home. She's there at 6 a.m. and has done my home top to bottom. So I decorated in one day, and it was done. And, you know, with the theme and all that, we talked about it ahead of time. And we sometimes exchange what we have instead of buying new things, you know, different colored lights, et cetera. So I just want to say that. They're just unbelievable, both of them.
Thank you, Linda, for that positive approach. I want to say thank you to Deborah and to Ginger for being on the show today. Happier holidays, having a stress-free season. Yes, it can be done. This is Body, Mind, and Balance at AM 860 WWDB. I'm your host, Valerie Shinbaum. Thanks for listening. Remember to listen for our shows coming up in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll see Joanna Hodorowska on Saturday, January 7th, 2006. Have a great season, and we'll be back soon.
WWDB AM now concludes its normal broadcast day. WWDB